This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, May 3rd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Running out of time on Farm Bill. Long-awaited produce rule drops. And lower fertilizer prices hit Mosaic. Stamina. GOP isn't attacking my bill. Senate Agriculture Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stamina sounding upbeat about her farm bill proposal after releasing a detailed summary of what's in it. I've heard really positive things in the House from Democrats and openness from Republicans. We've not seen any comments that would be attacks or negative from Republican colleagues, she told AgriPulse Rebecca Alvey yesterday. Stabenow reiterated that the bill was intended to, quote, jumpstart a final conversation about a new bill. We're running out of time, she said. Keep in mind, Stabenow isn't planning committee action on her draft, but she insists she's open to moving a bill if she can get agreement with Republicans on a compromise. There has been no real movement, however, between the two parties on the key issue of how to pay for the legislation. It's very important to be successful that this is bipartisan, and so I don't have a timeline, but we need to do it as fast as possible. I know once we have an agreement on a bipartisan basis, we'll take it right to committee. The GOP take? Well, we're negotiating and trying to figure out a path forward. Our thing has always been we need more farm and the farm bill. That Senate Ag Committee top Republican John Bozeman speaking with reporters. Biden rule rush continues. The Biden administration continues to roll out new regulations, some of which have been in the works for many years. The latest is the FDA's new regulations for water that's used to irrigate fruits and vegetables. The agency was required to issue the rule under the Food Safety Modernization Act, enacted in early 2011, but has struggled for years with the regulations, backing off from an initial plan based on water testing. Interior officials defend conservation rule. Interior Department officials are fending off Republican criticism of a recently finalized Bureau of Land Management rule that would allow conservation leases on its land alongside other currently allowed purposes like grazing and energy development. Senator John Hovind of North Dakota challenged the rule in a Senate appropriation hearing yesterday, claiming conservation easements would take BLM lands out of multiple use for solely conservation purposes. He added that he expects to see lawsuits arguing it is a violation of the agency's multiple use mandate. This is one that will end up litigating, he said. Acting Deputy Secretary Laura Daniel Davis said the mitigation and restoration leases will be time-bound and specific to an activity. She added that conservation leasing may actually be complementary to some current used practices such as grazing. I don't think they're being taken out of multiple use, she said, on BLM lands, and certainly not for all time. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Business outlook. Corteva shares up, Mosaic down. Shares of Corteva Agriscience rose significantly that after the company released its first quarter results yesterday, beating analysts' expectations. We continue to see record-setting demand for grain, oilseeds, feed, and biofuels, said Corteva CEO Chuck Magro. He told investment analysts on a call yesterday. The company stock increased about $3 a share after it reported $4.49 billion in revenue for 2024 first quarter, down from the previous year's first quarter by 8%. But earnings of 89 cents a share beat Wall Street expectations. By the way, Magra said the company expects its Enlist soybeans will be planted on about 60% of all soybean acres this year. Quite an impressive feat in less than 5 years. As for Corteva's crop protection business, Margo said ample supply and residual effects of destockings are creating a more competitive environment. Farmers are also making purchases, quote, much closer to the application window, resulting in a delay in volumes, he said. Looking ahead, Magra said all signs point to volume growth in the second half, particularly Latin America. Price decline weighs on Mosaic. Lower input prices are welcomed by farmers, but fertilizer manufacturer Mosaic said its revenue for the first quarter was $2.7 billion, down 26% from the year-ago period, reflecting the impact of lower selling prices. Net earnings were $45 million for the quarter, down from $435 million in 2023's first quarter, the result in part of the after-tax impact of notable items totaling $165 million, mainly from a foreign currency transaction loss. Canadian railway strike looms. Nearly 10,000 Canadian rail workers could go on strike May 22nd amid an impasse in negotiations with Canadian National and Canadian Pacific Kansas City. Teamsters Canadian Rail Conference warns a strike, quote, would disrupt supply chains on a scale Canada has likely never experienced. Why it matters? Well, while the strike would only affect Canada, Soy Transportation Coalition Executive Director Mike Steenhoek warned in an email it could also hinder delivery of agricultural goods coming from or into the U.S., including a, quote, substantial volume of fertilizer that rail carriers deliver to the U.S. from Canada. Conductors, locomotive, and yard workers voted 97.6% to authorize a strike at CN and 99% at CNKC. Rail traffic controllers voted 95.3% for a strike. Biden names new FCA member. President Biden has nominated Marcus Graham to be a new member of the Farm Credit Administration. He served as USDA's Deputy Administrator for Field Operations since January 2021. He oversees the Farm Service Agency's network of more than 2,100 state and county offices. FCA regulates the farm credit system. Well, here's today's He Said It. It's like Soylent Green that Senate Ag Committee Chairman John Fetterman, a Democrat of Pennsylvania, to reporters yesterday comparing lab-grown meat to the 1973 dystopian science film. It's just bizarre. It's something like The Matrix or something. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed into law a ban on lab-grown meat in Florida. Fetterman registered his approval on social media. Quote, pains me deeply to agree with Crash and Burn Run, but I can co-sign this. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, May 3rd. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.